Christopher Dorr reading for the Kalmar Nickel documentary. When the Kalmar Nickel, one of the great ships of the 17th century, first set sail from Sweden and carried promise, profit, and prestige to the New World, and it carried brave men and visionary leaders who would help lay the foundation for America if they survived. By 1637, the new Sweden Company had the blessing from the Swedish crown, and it had a leader. Now, it needed a ship. It's summer of 1637, and the Kalmar Nickel has officially entered the hands of the new Sweden Company. In August, the ship weighs anchor, transitioning from Stockholm to the port city of Gothenburg. There, the ship will be positioned for its first transatlantic crossing, and readied for a date with history. It's fitting that the Kalmar Nickel is in the next phase of its voyage in the dawn of the new year after experiencing an illness, a delayed expedition, a deadly storm, a damaged ship, and blown cover. Minuet must have hoped that 1638 would be kinder to him than 1637.